Well, so glad you can join us on a Sunday night here at the historic DGC on 760 WJR. As Mr. Big Voice said, Mike Fay, BC, Jordan Young in the house. My name is Sean Belegian. How are you, fellas?
Copacetic. Oh,
yeah, we're all good.
Nice
we're,
and bacon right
we're
here.
We're all it's here awesome. Together. First time.
Isn't this like here? Okay, yeah. So we've been doing this show, what, since I think April of 2020.
Last century.
And I met, it really is.
Yeah, last century.
It really is.
Yeah.
I met Mike Fay for the first time in person 2 weeks ago. I met BC for the first time in person today.
Today.
Today. That's, literally today.
You are a lot scary. Prettier. You are a lot prettier in person.
You are.
I mean, so
oh,
pretty.
Come on. You guys want a hug?
That's why you're between us.
Big
Jeez.
Fan.
Yep.
We're in that salt and pepper club, right? We're, right? That's it's a wonderful thing. No, you know what, BC? And you texted earlier today. We have a group text where we're talking about what's going on in the show and everything. You got here early because you like to put in the work,
yeah.
And you walk the course. How does the lay of the land look?
It's good. It's soft, but we just got, almost 4 inches of rain down here the last, 5 days. So it's wet, and we were expecting more tomorrow afternoon, but I think it's perfect. I mean, the greens are actually, they're pretty fast for as much rain they got. I mean, I'm on my hands and knees looking at the density of the grass and feeling the grass. It's really, really nice. But the golf course is thick. The rough is thick, but don't expect a whole lot of roll in the fairways just yet. I hope it gets windy and fast and firm, though, by the end of the week.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this is just the way it is this time of year, and you just heard the forecast here on 760 WJR. Kind of a mixed bag tonight, even tonight. You know, there could be some wind, there could be some sun, there could be some rain. We were out here, Mike Fay, literally, a half hour ago, started, pouring for about 5 minutes and then just stopped. Welcome to Michigan, right?
Absolutely. I thought we were in Florida.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's a Florida deal, right? Pop up. Boop, yeah, here comes another one.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
hot
yeah.
yet.
It's not yet. No, it's not hot yet.
So did you just see who was poking their head around?
Yeah, no, oh, believe me, Chris I literally Clark. Ran into him in the tunnel.
There he is right there, Chris Carr, a good friend of mine.
Oh, my gosh.
He must be here. He's playing the shipping.
Yep, he still hasn't missed a meal.
Mr. Carr, how are you, sir? There he is.
Yeah, good. I'll tell you what, the ship, of course, going on right now out here at the DGC. We are going to be talking about that and everything else going on with the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Jason Langwell, executive director, of course, of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, is going to be joining us out here coming up at about 7:30. Now's about the time players are starting to get off the course, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're almost getting done, and we do have a playoff going on too, right?
Yes.
Four holes. They got to be on the green. Mike, are these an update, quick update?
Yep, they're on the fourth playoff hole, and it's
at
still tied up at the Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut.
Harris English.
Highlands.
And Hickok, is it?
Yes.
First name?
Kramer.
Kramer. I heard a stat yesterday. First Kramer to ever lead a PGA Tour event. How about that?
I like
Kramer,
that.
Kramer Hickok. I'm pulling Jordan, for him. He's my guy.
Jordan Spieth.
Paula?
No.
Yep. Oh, Paula. Right.
Yeah.
Kramer.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Paula Kramer.
So I got Hickok. I'm pulling for him.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the older guy.
Harris.
And then how about Korda?
Oh my gosh.
Back to back.
Walk in the park.
She's number one ranked in the world right now.
Yeah.
She deserves it. She solidified her spot on our Olympic team.
She should.
Last week she shoots 25 under. This week she shoots 19 under.
Not bad.
Jeez. I mean,
pretty nice.
Right? It's not even, that golf course is not. It's not easy. I've been there, done that, and dropped a lot of yellow balls in the water. That place is
hard.
Oh,
that was at the athletic club.
Oh, yeah. Well, they played the other one. They played the secondary golf course, but still, that was just as hard.
Wow, who cares?
You know, I don't care.
BC, walk us through, the tournament that's going to be starting up in a couple days here. When do guys start arriving? I mean, you've done some of these tournaments.
They're already here.
Yeah?
I mean, some of the guys that emceed, and, I saw Jeff Roth out there practicing. I was chatting with them and, shooting the chats and a couple other guys are here already, but tomorrow they'll show up all tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
They'll be here. Yeah. 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 They're on their way. I mean, they know that, it's probably a good time for a lot of them to get their last reps in before the British Open's coming up and a pretty good spot to analyze where they need to be in a few weeks for the Open.
I think it's awesome. It's so exciting. It's just even, we're out here right now, and there aren't a lot of people out here. You know what? It looks like civilization is back. That's what makes me happy.
You're right.
I mean, like honestly, it's like, oh, cool. Everybody's living again. Oh, good.
We don't even know what normal is anymore.
No,
you know what normal is?
No,
I don't know what
normal is. No idea. No, it's great. It's great to see people around, and they've got the stands up near us. And gosh, it's beautiful out here. If you get a chance to get out here, I'm serious. Not only are the grounds beautiful, but this is a great time, and the people here. I'll say the same thing to this audience that we said in the last show. Year one, you saw how much they were putting into this place, Jordan. Oh. You saw it right away, and you knew just based on the effort to make this place be everything it could be that this tournament was going to be legitimate.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got some great people running it. They know what they're doing, and they proved that the last few years, even with some adversity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to say I'm not surprised, but, I mean, they do it right.
Yeah, so. These guys don't screw around. I mean, there is no hiccups. There's no hiccups in the road. It's like perfect. I mean, perfect.
Well, I'm sure there's some, you know, there's always work to be done. Right?
I mean, but
you don't see it.
From our point of view, it's unbelievable, Sean, what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Some of the players are rolling off the course from the first round of the ship, and now the gals are coming off, and the men are coming off the ninth green, and wait and see what we have after the first round results here in a few minutes.
Be cool. Yeah, you got to get that leaderboard up.
Yep.
Any comments on the Michigan Amateur? It's been a long,
wet week. Such a nightmare.
Look at this guy coming in.
Yeah, right, we got our executive director of the GAM, Chris Witten, just walking in.
We were just talking about the Michigan Amateur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
one more match.
Are your shoes dry, Mr. Witten?
It was too bad that
conversation now with Witten.
I mean, weather.
It was too bad. What a great golf course! What a great venue! Cascades, beautiful place. And then yesterday they played the back nine twice, and then today I think they played the back nine twice. So they had to get it in. They couldn't get it in. Patrick Sullivan and
Tyler Raymond
are in the finals. A U of Emmer and a past Eagle. Are in the finals.
Just graduated, Tyler Raymond.
Kind of neat to see.
Lefty.
Yeah, he's a lefty.
A lefty and an eagle?
Lefty and an eagle. And you know what? The lefty won the Michigan Open, so I'm going to take my man, Tyler.
Yeah. I had a feeling we'd hear that.
He's not Canadian, but I'll take him because he's a lefty.
I'm going to take Sully because he's...
And we're both eagles. Come on.
That's it.
Yeah, Sully took down Pyatt and Hefner... Tyler took down Hefner this morning. So
some good players in that final four.
Well, we will check in with the LPGA as well. I know Mike Fay always has an eye on that. Probably some surprises out here as well. As I mentioned, one thing to look forward to, set your watch to, 7:32 to be precise.
Yes.
Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will be out here.
We got the update from Travelers. They've tied again on the fourth playoff hole, so... I have to look and see which hole they're
maybe they want to get on a plane and finish it here
finish
tomorrow.
Finish it here.
They can. Who knows?
In the Champions Tour, Stricker kind of just kind of walked it in at Firestone, which is
he shot 63
hard.
The first round. And
I don't know what golf course he was playing because that is not a 63.
He did not make
course.
A bogey.
I know.
Until halfway through his third round.
Six-shot win.
Actually, longer than halfway through. So.
Yeah, that place is, again, really hard.
His wife was on the bag, right? Is that his wife?
She can play. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Good for him. I love Stricker.
All right, Spin on Golf. We are live at the DGC. Of course, the week is here. A week from now, we'll be out here along with Chris Renwick and Nick Roddy and the Sports Wrap gang, and we'll be... in all likelihood, talking about a champion a week from now. In the meantime, this is the week of the event itself. Lots to talk about here at the DGC. Don't you go anywhere. Spin on Golf, Sunday night, right here on 760 WJR. So many people behind the scenes. And before I forget, I want to make sure Chris and Tony and Rieger, thanks for setting us up. We've got a prime location here at the DGC, to put it mildly. Like the clubhouse is what?
40 yards.
40 yards, maybe?
18th greens, maybe 60 yards.
Okay. That's
10.
Or laser it.
Ninth green is about 100 yards. And the 10th tee now, right here?
What's number one?
No, right here.
Number 10? Number 10 is probably like 46 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Great spot out here.
What wind direction is it, though?
Oh, it's southwest. It's 233 right now.
We got the whole crew here today. Must be an important week, right?
Well, and just in case you think that BC just plays a character on the radio, oh, no. Oh, no. We went to the break, and BC was over there busting some serious behind. Oh, yeah. I'll leave it at that. That's BC, and that's why we love them.
Yeah, we're going to get off.
That's why we love them.
I kind of beat up my old buddy a little bit.
Chris Carr is a good friend of ours, long time, and he's a teacher down in Atlanta. His daughter was playing in the event today, and good to see him. You know, he pops up here a little bit every once in a while. And when I played at Eastern, another good friend of ours, Art Horn, who's from Memphis, I became good friends with them, and he was always kind of a mentor, or a guy that would always get me, you know, out of the crappy part of stuff when you're playing golf and say you're better than you actually think you are, and was always kind of pushing. So he'd be the guy calling me, and we'd go play at Rouge Park, and we were living in Farmington, and he'd say, "Jordan, you coming?" And I'm like, "Coming where? There's like snow on the ground." He's like, "No, we're playing. There'll be no snow on the ground at 11:30. And I'm like, "You're crazy." So I remember that winter, I probably did it 40 times and played at Rouge with all the guys. It was great. Met a lot of good friends.
Yeah, the problem with that is those guys knew the moment that they can fly the ball on the green. The Publixers knew, and not that I wasn't a Publixer, but I played in the wintertime with Davies and Chicken, all those guys, and Ramey. But those guys knew when they could fly the ball on the green. It's like, "How do you guys know?" I said, "Just time of day. We know. We do this every day. You country club
grinders,
brats." Oh yeah, they're loved great. It. Learned a lot. Loved it. How to play golf and how to live life and how to, you know, really, really have a good time on the golf course for those guys.
How long on average does it take to get a golf course back after the kind of rains we had? Because Mike, you and I were talking about it during the break. Like our neck of the woods, I'm out, I guess, in the western suburbs. It just poured. I mean, it absolutely poured. And I know your course was shut down for a couple days,
yeah,
right?
A couple days at Walnut Creek. And yeah, it was tough over there. We got 6 inches of rain or more. Yeah.
How long does it take? How long does it take to get it, quote unquote, back? Is there a general rule of thumb, or are there a lot of variables?
Depends on the humidity.
Yeah.
Humidity. The wind. Humidity is the big issue. The last couple days, I mean, obviously the moisture can't go anywhere.
It's brutal.
But that's a lot of rain. I mean, 2 inches is a lot. And some places got 4.5, 5, 6. I don't know how much they got here, but I'm assuming they got probably around 4. And, you know, I would think, I mean, I'm not a superintendent, but I'm going to say probably 2.5 days
of hard, good
work.
I mean, Friday, and, you know, we're teaching Friday. It rained. I mean, it rained hard for 8-9 hours in a row. And it doesn't do that in Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, range was closed, and our range is never closed.
Never. And there was a lake out there. I haven't seen that lake in, whatever, 10 years because they fixed it, but it was brutal, and it just kept filling up. It's like more is coming. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the way it was. Our neck. I live at 9 and Beck. I mean, right. It was almost to the point where, like, I was standing on. We have a covered porch, and I was going, "Okay, seriously, the creek kept rising, and we're on a hill." And I'm like, "All right, if this doesn't, it's going to come uphill." I mean, it really rained that long. It was BC. You're right. It was probably where we lived, probably 9 straight hours. Probably.
Yeah, that's the hardest I've ever seen it rain in Michigan for that prolonged that period of time.
Yeah.
And they had it in Grand Rapids at the Amateur like 5 times. They had that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm surprised they've gotten this far.
Well, I mean, kudos to GAM for getting it in. They played the back nine twice a few times. And you know what? They know they got to get in. What's the alternative?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Mike, one good thing, you've had a couple days off. Have you said you've kept an eye on what's going on? Watched a lot of golf was the direct quote from Mike Fay.
Wow.
Watched a lot of golf. So what do you got for us, Mike?
Well, LPGA Tour, we were just talking about that beginning of the show. KPMG Women's PGA Championship Major with her first major championship victory, Nelly Korda. Pretty awesome.
I can't believe that's her first major.
Yeah. Yes.
Unbelievable. I mean,
70, phew. 63, 68, 68. And, you know, Lizette Salas, it's amazing. She has been around for a while now. What, 9 years, 10 years? Only one victory.
Wow.
And she was
battling on the leaderboard
with her.
Yeah. All like a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Right? And she was battling with her back and forth, and they just tore it up. I mean, right in the middle there of the round of the tournament. And, just quarter just took it away from her right at the end.
Eagle on 12 there, 13.
Yes, the eagle on 12, and
he almost made it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yep. You know, we have to do our update, right? She was cruising here with a 65 in the third round, Patty Tavitanikin.
And
she got herself in there. She was tied third at the beginning of the day. She ended up finished tied fifth.
Oh, that break your heart.
It in did. A major?
I think she got in her head, you know? I mean, she broke her driver.
Oh.
She wasn't happy about that. And 74.
Did she break it or did it break?
I think it just broke and then they had to do the thing and fix it. And she was like, I don't know where this is going.
That's happening a ton lately to players that we see. I mean, every week, one or two students is coming in with a broken driver.
They're too fragile. They're on edge. They're so fast. They're so, the PGA Tour, they must have broken drivers every week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like countless.
Absolutely.
Isn't it funny? Something you said, it reminds me how difficult tournament golf is, because here you look at, I mean, you can name a slew of golfers that are good golfers that are always on the leaderboard. And because they haven't quote unquote won, somehow people want to pass them off as bums or less thans or anything. And it's like, guys, if this isn't a subtle reminder of how difficult this game is, how difficult the game is when you're a professional, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's the old adage. It's like, it's hard to win. It's like, no, nobody really understands how hard it is to push yourself over the edge, because you have to push yourself over the edge. And the preparation, obviously, we all know what the preparation it takes, but that, what is that? That thing, that moment, or that it factor.
The timing is crucial, too. Like, people don't realize you only play really well for maybe 12 to 20 days or 13 to 20 days of the month, of the year. And if you're lucky enough, I mean, not everybody is a Tiger or even a Koepka that can just rise to the majors and some of these guys. But, I mean, you might just play well for 1 week, and you better take advantage of it.
Yep.
I don't care if you're playing amateur golf, Michigan amateur, or you're a junior player, or you're on the PGA Tour. If you're playing well, you better take advantage of it. Because if you slip off the slope the other way and start kind of getting off the edge there, even then you missed your chance to win that big one. And, you know, we're looking at the playoff today, and, you know, Hickok has a good chance. I mean, you know, he's on the PGA Tour and he's ranked 125. But if he wins, he moves up in the top 50. That's a huge deal. And a win on the PGA Tour is a win on the PGA Tour, which means
2 years.
2 years exemptions. You get into Hawaii.
Augusta.
Most like the tour championship, Augusta. I mean, it's just totally, it's life changing. And you might not make another cut. I mean, look at, Mackenzie Hughes last week that was playing. He was tied for the lead and he's in the US Open and he's won two times before, but, you know, he had made a cut in 5 weeks, which I couldn't believe.
That's hard to believe.
And now, you know, and he obviously didn't play great coming down the stretch, but he was in the lead with 6-7 holes left.
I mean, you take a guy like Brian Stewart, who won at New Orleans, a rain short in New Orleans, 54 holes, nothing to take away from him, but he made 43 in a row that week from inside of 10 feet.
Mm.
And I remember talking to his instructor, Gary Robinson, that before the playoff, he's like, well, if he doesn't win now, he probably never will.
Oh,
because that's who makes 43 in a row inside of 10 feet? And it's more of it, Mike. Oh, Mike does.
Right? That's right.
Well, you know, BC, let me ask you a question.
On X putt.
Nelly Korda,
yeah.
Right before the Meyer, before she won, she decided she was going to change to cross-handed putting.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden she started winning. How about that? Never seen anything like that. To
each their own. I mean, I get it. I mean, you know what? If you're not comfortable, and I mean, you could putt like this. Who cares? As long as you stand up there and say, this is going in.
Absolutely.
You got to have faith.
I switched to cross-handed putting on hole 5, on hole 7, and on hole 12.
All right.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Don't you go anywhere. We know a guy that has already broken the seal. Jason Langwell, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, will join us next year. So glad you can join us right here on 760 WJR. You know, I remember talking to our next guest the last day of the tournament last year, and he was actually celebrating the fact that he had 2 days off before he had to go back to work. And he's been working 363 straight days to get to this point that we're at right now, but it's finally here. Let's welcome him in. Friend of the show, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell. Jason, let me start with this. Place looks beautiful. It takes a lot of people to get this to where it's at, but you guys have done it again.
Well, thanks, guys. Good to be with you. Yeah, it's been an unbelievable stretch here. Just when you think about, we've really had 3 year ones. You know, this is our third year one. You know, 2019 coming out of the gate, golf course played well, conditions were unbelievable, big build, very different 2020. Obviously with no fans, and then we come into kind of a little bit in between this year in terms of just a late break. We've only been on sale for 39 days by the time we get to the tournament, as opposed to 150 selling days. But the golf course, in spite of, you know, the nature of Mother Nature kind of doing her thing yesterday, is in unbelievable shape. It's going to be the best event we've ever had.
Outstanding. Well, you know, and here's the thing to that point. We've got round one of the John Shippen today, and I see a lot of smiles and everything. Is there an update for us? What's going out on the course? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, no, definitely. Players are playing well out there. You know, the men, we have 21 men, 12 women. The women are playing in team competition, right? So we have three two-person amateur teams, three two-person professional teams on the women's side. They're playing well. I think when I last checked, they were just finishing up. I just ran into Shasta, actually, on the way out here. I believe Shasta Averyhart and Anita Wadia are tied with Breanne Jones and Sierra Sims at one under, which is all pure alternate shot today, too, which is tough conditions.
Really good,
actually. Breanne and Sierra had it to 3-4 under before giving a couple back late. But that's going to set up for a really fun. But, I mean, Amari Avery and Bailey Davis played well, too. The amateurs are only a couple back of that. So there's a possibility the amateurs come back and get that tomorrow in best ball. Men are playing great. I mean, it is. I mean, there's, I think, one shot, two shots separate in top 15. And you've got Tim O'Neill, who's, you know, won all over the world and is a great player. You know, 47 years young, Marcus Byrd's playing well, Michael Herrera, Barry Babbitt, who got in, he was our first alternate, got in, is up there, I think, tied for, if not a shot back from the lead. They're all around 1-2 under par, you know, bouncing around cool. between that, which, you know, it's tough conditions out there. We cut this, the last time we cut the rough was 2 days ago at 4 inches. And, you know, when you add a little bit of moisture, I mean, it's
not the length.
Thick.
It's not the. It's thick. It's I was thick. Out there it's trying just, to pull it apart, and I'm like, man, is it nasty?
It is. It's really lush, luscious.
It's interesting because year one, it was so firm and fast, right? And now we have a totally different golf course. Really,
it will
right?
be. It will be a very different golf course, and it'll be interesting to see because, you know, we've not had any wind the first 2 years. I mean, literally, I think we peaked at like an 8 or 9 mile an hour. Like gust in the first 2 years. And, you know, but it was firm. It was firmer out here. But if you can keep it out here in the proper level, you can get after it. And so it's going to be interesting now, though, if the wind picks up a little bit, rough being a little gnarlier, albeit softer, what does that counter it out? But the course is great. I mean, we've lengthened a couple of holes. We kind of took an approach at the advice of a number of players to focus on making the hard holes harder, which is the general advice that you'll get from a lot of the players. So 12 out there is playing at 490.
How about that new tee box? I'm like, what are you? There ain't no blowing it over that right bunker.
There is not. No, it's set up well. I mean, so that is an early in the back, and that's probably one of the softer parts of the golf course too. So that 490 is probably, you know, more than that. And it'll seem like a probably traditional win this week too. So the golf course is in unbelievable shape. Players are excited. I was just out at the range talking to John Pack, who got in as one of our sponsor exemptions, unbelievable collegiate player that's coming in, and he's excited to do it. I mean, he was talking about the similarities of the green between Travelers and here. They're both kind of a bent pole mix, and the guys like that. And I don't know whatever happened to the playoff here. I know Kramer, I think, is I'm not
still
sure.
Playing.
Still going. Sixth playoff hole.
Jason, we're going to see if they could fly here tomorrow. Can you get them out to finish it off?
Yeah, sure. Well, at this point, yeah, they might as well. Yeah, Kramer's in the field or planning to be. So, but I know we're excited to see Bubba. Sounds like he played well. I know he's probably not happy about this finish.
No, just
today,
when you think, not to interrupt you real quick, but not just when you think that, okay, the rough's gnarly, the course is softer, it's playing longer. No. they do it again. I mean, the guys are just unbelievable. They're unbelievable what they do.
Well, no, and then the greens are just in the best shape they've ever been, and the course is just unbelievable condition right now. So, and look, they've gotten more familiar with it. That's the reality of this too. I mean, they've got 2-3 years of data to go after, and you know that's gonna take scores down a little bit too. I'm sure.
Any late big additions player wise in the last week?
Matthew Wolf coming into the field. He was kind of on one of those, you know, coming back to the Open, just kind of see how he's feeling each week, and he was wanting to add it, but just wanted to see how he felt. Thoughts and prayers go out to him, and his manager John Moscatello passed away this morning. It's really sad. He's been in the business a long time. John Daly, number of agents. He's an unbelievable guy, and lost his battle with cancer, so I think he'll be playing with a heavy heart this coming week. But loves, you know, had an unbelievable week last year, and kind of figured it out after kind of taking the wrong approach in year one and tried to kind of place his way around here. And last year, he's like, I'm just hitting driver. And that worked for a couple of people last year.
For sure.
And, you know, so I think he's got the right, you know, strategy to come out here and attack the golf course.
That's great he's playing.
Yeah.
Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, kindly joining us here at the beautiful DGC on a Sunday night on 760 WJR. Jason, you've been mentioning, I mean, it's, what, 39 days since the whole thing with fans. Is there anything to fans that are listening that plan to get out here? Is there anything that you need to get out there for everybody that you want people to know if they're planning to come down here?
Yeah, you know, some things that we're doing differently this year, we're all digital ticketing. This year. So, you know, we had a lot of precautionary measures to take the touch out of the experience. So, you know, touchless experience at concession, for example, a cashless type experience at concession. We've got digital ticketing. We are also, all tickets will have to be purchased in advance. There won't be any walk up and buy tickets on site, walk up and buy parking at parking. You need to, you know, general public is parking at Wayne State this year, not at the state fairgrounds. So all of that will need to be purchased in advance, but we've got a real safe, fun experience awaiting everyone. The fan zone looks great out there. We got the merchandise tent set up with lots of merchandise in it this time. We sold out of that early in 2019, so we upped the order on that. So, you know, the fan zone's going to be great. Area 313 looks unbelievable. We added a great deck on the backside of 15 to kind of close it even more. So that's going to create more of a theater-type atmosphere. And we'll have the Faces. We had ran a Faces of Area 313 program this year that Priority Health presented and made matching donations. It raises almost $100,000.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. Change the Course initiative. So you'll see fans will have their faces placed up along the Tryon Solutions cabanas and along the Mick Ultra Club. So just a more spirited environment. Yeah, a more spirited environment out in Area 313, which we're really excited about. So just an unbelievable. Unbelievable week away to everybody, and we're just excited to have fans back and bring them out here to Detroit Golf.
It was really cool pulling in today, Jason, and seeing it's like I told John, okay, we're kind of normal again, kind of normal, whatever normal is now, but it was kind of like a few years ago. I was like, oh my God, they pulled it off. Unbelievable. They pulled it off, and they did it again, didn't they?
We've been pulling in here for, I don't know, what, 9, 10, 11, 12 weeks now, and you know, slowly things start changing, but then all of a sudden, bam.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, I guess we're here.
Flowers are popping.
Yeah. It's really cool. Really, really great job, Jason. I mean, it is so cool for this city.
We're blessed. We got an unbelievable city that's supporting us. I mean, there's so many, you know, I'm talking on the media. There's so many people involved pulling a PGA Tour event together. And we got 2,000 volunteers led by former mayor Dennis Archer, you know, leads our volunteer committee.
Right.
You know, the city of Detroit. I mean, we've got, you know, Jared Fleischer and Rocket Mortgage, like when, you know, we've got, you know, some puddles out and around here, you know, that we got rid of over the last couple of days. And I mean, Oakland County, Wayne County was out here helping us out. You know, you had a pump over the last couple of days. You're a pretty popular person.
We got rid of
a lot of water, but it's going to really make it, but it's just, everyone comes together to make something like this happen. There's just so many people that it takes that a lot of people don't know about, but we're blessed to be here and excited to put a spotlight on the city of Detroit here with our
pass along our best to Danny and Jay. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks again for everything.
Getting ready for a great weekend here. How about that? Week and weekend. Jason Langwell, the executive director of Rocket Mortgage Classic. Appreciate you, Jason. Know this, if we can do anything, reach out.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Once again, Jason Langwell kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf live from the DGC. Mike Fay, BC, Jordan Young, yours truly, Sean Bellegian on 760 WJR. Well, before I throw it to my pal Mike Fay for an update on what's going on with the 388th extra hole out at the Traveler, I want to say special thanks again to Eric Dorch back at the studio, Nick Roddy, Chris, Tony, Rieger, yeah, the guys behind the scenes that have to do so many things to get us in a position to do this on the air. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Water
thank
for you us tonight and everything.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, my goodness. In the meantime, let's throw it to our correspondent, Mike Fay. Mike, what's going on at the Traveler?
Hey, just like last week. Hey, BC, you want to win?
I don't want to win. Do you want to win?
I don't think so.
Let's
hey,
give
Jordan,
it to Jordan.
Do you want to win?
No.
Who's going to try and win? We're
know.
On our, what, seventh playoff hole?
Seventh?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And Mr. English and Mr. Jeez. Hickok.
Harris is just kind of just strolling down the fairway, chewing a CBD gum, isn't he?
I wonder.
No
so.
Big deal.
I wonder if Hickok's still as excited as he was when he made the putt on the 18th hole and the first playoff hole.
There's got to be pumped. Some fist pumping.
He was fist pumping pretty yeah, good, I like but it. I don't blame him. But I mean, he's got to be getting a little tired, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of holes.
Hopefully, they make a good shot, wins it, and not a bad shot.
Exactly.
Loses it.
Have you guys ever been involved in anything like that? Like a playoff that went that Mike, you're shaking mm-hmm. your head emphatically. What was your experience?
Yeah,
like?
it was really just like Jordan said, kind of heartbreaking. I would much rather lose to a birdie than to win to a terrible golf shot.
Right. Sure.
You've been a lot of playoffs, right? I've been a lot of playoffs. I can't really remember a lot of them.
I had one here in 93, the match play. I get in the finals with Gieselman, but the match before it, I played Dave Kendall. I'm four up with four to go.
Do you want to win?
Pennzoil League. So,
hey, are they a sponsor?
We go seven extra holes.
Oh, dude. Oh. Wow.
Oh, is it exhausting? You get up in the morning and play the finals, but big deal.
So you won, though.
I won the seventh playoff hole, but anyway.
Did you win it?
I did win it. I did chip in for a birdie, but anyway.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course he did.
Yeah, of course
chipped
I did.
He's Mr. Chip-In.
Barcero's on the phone with Pennzoil right now.
Yeah.
Pennzoil's going to be a sponsor real quick. How to stop your leak. Call Pennzoil. All right. You know what was funny? Usually we should get the Punk of the Week trademark
yes.
for BC.
Oh,
but today, Jordan emphatically, said, I've got a Punk of the Week.
I have taken the conch. You know, last week, BC was really cranky about the GP, which is the general public, and not raking the bunkers.
Yep.
Well, there was two fine young gentlemen that were visiting our facility today.
Oh, no.
And as as I decided to peek my way out the back window towards our short game area, that, mind you, had 4.5 to 5 inches of water, they decided they were going to go to the far right side. The flat area and launch 80-yard full shots with both their tubes all the way over one green, all the way to the other green. And as I marched out there to inform them that it probably wasn't a good idea, then if you haven't weren't informed that we got 6 inches, please fix the 55 to 60 divots that are about a phone size that are covering the green in front. And they couldn't have been nicer. And I applaud them for that. And they said, thank you. I appreciate it. And they fixed all the ball marks. And they did the best they can. But why can't people figure it out? Why can't you figure it out? I know when I go to any golf course.
I air the caution.
Anywhere. I don't want to be doing too big of shots. I'm not going to take big divots. If
we go to Franklin Hills.
If I do too, I'm like, I can't do it right here. Because it's just the ground's too sticky. And my wedge isn't, you know, it's digging. I'm just going to move to a different spot. I mean, what is so hard? What's so hard about raking a bunker?
Rake the bunkers.
That is, unfortunately, they are my punks of the week. And I hope they heard me when I said that I was going to mention them on the radio tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Not the mention I want, but hey.
Sorry.
If you're the punk of the week, you're the punk of the week.
And kudos,
it's not your fault.
Kudos to my three guys that were with me today. Because when I said, guys, bring your clubs. We're going out there. I might need backup. And not any of them were any bigger than me. But we had some sticks in our hands. But anyways, they were cool. Everything was fine. And hey,
just don't know. People need to be educated. But if you take that money and you join that area, we assume that you kind of know that stuff, but golfers need to be educated sometimes.
We all have to take care of our stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's yours.
That's what's about yours, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'll make it nice for you.
Our buddy Jeff Marcero gave us an update. Kramer drained a long par putt on the sixth playoff hole, and then Harris missed a very makeable birdie putt from 6 to 7 feet to win.
It was probably a 20-foot par putt because, I mean, he's got no depth perception.
What, Harris
no clue.
Or,
no,
Kramer.
No, that,
no,
that,
no,
still going.
Still going. Seven. Oh, still going. Seven.
So my punk of the week.
Oh, he's going to trump me.
Okay. No, no, no. This one might come back to
haunt
bite
you?
Me in the butt
oh.
or strike me down.
Here we go.
I say Mother Nature.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there.
Mother Nature, punk of the week. Please change your mind. Please, just this week, change
you better,
your mind.
You better go to Monday morning church.
Oh, I could do that. Yep, that's a good idea.
So he pleaded to the mother, that the wherever skies. She is amongst us.
Please.
That was great. What do you guys feel about this tournament? Is there any way you're leaning? Is there somebody, you know, we do this for all the majors. Is there somebody you're looking at this week that might come into this course and say, mine?
Repeat.
Yeah?
Repeat. I guy just kills it, and he loves it, and whatever. I mean, the guy that kills it's going to win this week. Bing.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like Jason said, you know, Matt Wolf, the feel-good story there. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take Matt Wolf.
I mean, I'm taking DeChambeau. I mean, this is a big step for me. Just don't let me down, DeChambeau.
Oh,
I'll come after you.
He's a rocket guy, too.
Yeah, I know. He's a rocket guy. Good deal.
So is Bubba.
Yes, he is.
So is Bubba.
Now, it's gonna be.
Who you got? Yeah, Sean.
Bonami. Do you want?
Can't take the Habs here.
No. I'm going to say Cole Caulfield. But you know what? I hate to say it. I like his logic. But this course, Bryson. Bryson.
Wow, you guys are really going out.
Sorry.
Of the way,
I
like, did you even see who else is playing?
No, but
the field?
Do you know what the thing? All jokes aside, do you know sometimes we overthink it in our earnestness to be different and say somebody different. I think we saw what he did to this course last week and the way he's bombing.
Last year.
The way he's bombing. Why can't he do that again?
I don't like the 42 or whatever he shot the last night of the U.S. Open, but that was.
I'm sure he's been working on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 1 degree off. He was 1 degree off, right, Mike? That's all it takes with that much speed.
Mike's probably got somebody.
Yeah, he's going to
pull one out. I was going to pick Jason Day, but I saw him play, and his back's not very good.
Is he look bigger?
No, not really. I think his back is not very good. Oh, the beard is big.
Okay.
But, you know, I think he just looked very tentative just getting the ball out of the hole. But he was pounding it again. Yeah. And we haven't pounded it in about 3 years. So he was hitting it past some of these guys he's playing with. Which was really cool to see, but he doesn't look very good.
It doesn't
good, so
look fluid yet.
Not really. It looks like a check swing.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
It does.
So I was watching him, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. He's coming back and this and that. I mean, made a big deal. I mean, his clubhead speed went down a lot, like 6 or 7 miles an hour over the last 3 or 4 years. Not very good, and now it's coming back. So
we got local Jeff Roth.
Yep, JR's playing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
else? We got Stewie.
Rieger, are you in Club 51?
Brian Stewart coming in.
Phil Mickelson in Club 51.
Yeah,
we're in the same club. There's 51-year-old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Club 51. I'm all about Club 51.
Phil's your age?
Yeah. Yep.
Am. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Wow.
Yeah,
you look,
I'm in Club 51.
You look good for 51, Dave.
Any picks from the gallery back?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Tony, Chris, Tony. Yep.
Three guys going DeChambeau.
Yep. Okay. What about Tony? We got a Phil guy.
Four guys taking DeChambeau. Phil, we got a
Phil.
All right.
I mean,
Mike's going with Jason Day, huh?
Phil could win here. Phil could win here. He's so crazy. Right, he could do anything.
By the way, eighth playoff hold now.
We cannot.
Jeff Marcero, our Travelers correspondent, said, here it comes. Ready, boys? Nobody wants to win. I've heard that someplace before.
Are we done already? We can't be done.
We are done. We got 2 hours next week. Does that make you happy? 2 hours.
Yeah, but I won't be. I'll be in Omaha.
With our friends.
Yeah, I won't be.
We'll get a call in from BC.
Call in.
Yeah, call in.
Still call in.
Yeah.
place is unknown.
Yeah, good luck to you too, sir.
Thank
you. Yeah, I know we'll talk about it next week, but this is exciting. We're all excited.
See you. Open.
Absolutely. All right, so we are out of here. Thanks again to the entire crew. We want to thank our buddy Jason Langwell for coming out here as well. We'll talk to you not only during the week here on 760 WJR from the DGC, but we'll be out here 2 hours next week right here on Spin on Golf. For everybody involved, my name is Sean Belige saying good night from the DGC.